When Am Yisrael was exiled from Eretz Yisrael by the Assyrian Empire, so the Assyrian king, Sancheriv, his way of action was that every country he conquered, he'd exile the people to another country and bring people from another country into that country. But the Gemara says that ever since Sancheriv, Bas Sancheriv Bilbel Solom, he mixed up the whole world. Ever since Sancheriv, there's no Mitzrayim, there's no Amalek, there's no Ammon, there's no Moab, because Sancheriv exiled all the nations. Sancheriv really conquered much of the world, or at least much of the Middle East. And as such, ever since the time of Sancheriv, the mitzvos that pertain to Ammon and Moab and Mitzrayim and Amalek, they're no longer applicable. We can't apply them because we don't know who they are. Now, when he exiled us from the land of Israel, so he brought in people from different territories. One of the places he brought them from is Kavta. And so the people who came into Israel were called Kutim. Now when they came in, they were pagans. And Hashem made a miracle, and lions started attacking them. So they sent word to the king. They said, lions are attacking us. You got to teach us how to worship the God of the land. So the king sent back, Sancheriv sent back a kohen. And the kohen taught them some concepts of the Noahide laws and some concepts of the Torah. And the Kutim left their gods inside their homes. But they also learned how to keep some of the mitzvos of the Torah. And they did a mock gir. It's called Gerei Arayos. They did gir because they were scared of the lions. And then, at a later date, they underwent another gir. And then it became unclear. Were the Kutim, were they real Jews or not? And in the beginning of the period of the Second Temple, so the Kutim didn't want us back. When we were granted permission by Esther's son, Koresh, to come and rebuild the temple, so the Kutim didn't want us here. And the Kutim made trouble. When we tried to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, they would attack. They were also known as the Shomronim. So at some point, the sages cursed them. But there were points in Jewish history where it was unclear whether they were pagans or not, until at the time after the Second Temple, the time of Rabbi Meir, the rabbis verified that many of them still had little figurines of a dove that they were worshipping, and the rabbis came to the conclusion they're not Jewish. But for much of the time of the Mishnah, it was unclear whether they were Jewish or not. Now, at one point during the period of the Second Beit HaMikdash, there were two kingdoms that united. We know that the Jews were always attacked by pairs. Initially we were attacked by Bavel and Kasdim, and then we were under the rule of Paras u'Modai, the Persians and Medes, and then we were attacked by Yavon and Mukdon, Macedon and Greece. So there was a king, famous king, Alexander of Macedon, Alexander Mukdon, Alexander the Great. And he conquered many countries, and he wanted to see Jerusalem and see the temple he had heard so much about. Now, the Kutim got word that Alexander was interested in seeing the temple, and they decided this was a time to get back at the Jews. Remember, the Kutim bared a grudge. They had lived here for 70 years while we were in exile, and they pounced on the opportunity to try to get revenge. So the Kutim turned to the king and they said to him, be careful. The Jews are plotting a rebellion against you. And if you don't believe us, we'll prove it to you. When you come to Jerusalem, they won't let you go up to the temple, to Har HaBayit. They won't let you step inside their temple. And they certainly won't let you enter the Holy of Holies. Now technically, halachically, we don't let a non-Jew enter the temple or enter the Holy of Holies. Now the Kutim figured that they knew we wouldn't let him into the Holy of Holies. No Jew enters the Holy of Holies, only the Kohen Gadol one day a year. But they figured Alexander will get so upset that he'll say, I'm going to destroy it, or he'll give the Kutim control over Israel. Now Alexander was very proud, and Alexander looked at them and he was sure that the Jews would never tell him no. Alexander conquered the world. Alexander said that no one's going to tell me where I can go and where I can't go. So he laughed when the Kutim said to that. If they just tell me I can't enter, I'll destroy that house. Well, they're going to tell me where to go. And that's what the Kutim hoped they would say. So they were confident that the destruction of the temple was days away. Now, there was a man present who understood what the Kutim were thinking. His name was Gevia ben Pesisa. And he was a hunchback. His back was bent over. And he couldn't stand straight, but he was very, very smart. And Gevia ben Pesisa figured, I better do something. So, technically, the king could enter the Azara, but the Holy of Holies, we can't do that. And even the Azara, we don't walk in with shoes. I'm going to tell him to take off his shoes. I'll think I'm making fun of him. So Gvia ben Pesisa, even though he was an old man, he rushed over to Jerusalem, and he went to a special craftsman, and he told him, "I want you to make me the finest slippers." And technically, slippers would be permissible. So he told him, "I want you to make me the finest slippers of the finest soft wool." And on those slippers, he wanted to put the greatest emeralds so that the slippers would be the most beautiful slippers that the king would feel honored to wear. And when Alexander came to Yerushalayim, everyone went out to honor him, and the sages accompanied him in his way towards the temple. And Gvia ben Pesisa was there. And Gvia ben Pesisa, it was time to enter the Beit HaMikdash. Gvia walked over, bowed over before the king, and he gave the king the beautiful slippers he prepared him. "Please, my king, wear these beautiful slippers we prepared for you. The temple floor is very slippery. We don't want you to slip. And when you go with your shoes, the shoes are made for mud, they're made for outside. Inside the temple, you'll be much better off with these slippers." The king sees the gorgeous slippers, fine, takes off his boots, and he likes the beautiful slippers he received, he wears them. He'd never seen such beautiful slippers, because no one ever made such beautiful slippers. It was a special invention that Gvia ben Pesisa made. Now, Alexander looks around, and he sees everyone but him is walking barefoot. And everyone's barefoot in the temple, but him, the king, they honored with these slippers. He didn't realize that technically, halachically, slippers is equals barefoot. So, fine. Alexander was very happy. He saw the Jews are honoring him. And he was confident that the Kutim, what the Kutim had told him, was a lie. The king looks around, and he sees the temple. And the king sees the entrance to the Holy of Holies. So Gvia ben Pesisa comes over to the king and says, "My master, the king, to this point, we were allowed to enter. Beyond this point, we're not allowed to enter. Even the high priest only enters there one day a year on Yom Kippur. The king of all kings, the Holy One, blessed be He, He commanded us that we're not allowed to enter the room beyond there. None of us enter that room." And at that moment, in Alexander's mind, he started hearing everything the Kutim told him. He started thinking, maybe they were right. What kind of chutzpah is this? Why don't they let me in? And he wants to see. Now that they told him he can't see, he desperately wants to see what's in there. Now, Alexander was smarter than to try and force his way in with his men. And Alexander turned to Gvia ben Pesisa and he said to him, "You just wait. When we come out of this temple, I'm going to straighten out your hunchback and I'm going to straighten out your hunchbacked heart. Your heart is too proud and your back is too bent. And I'll straighten them both out when we walk out of the temple." So Gvia ben Pesisa turned to him with a big smile and said, "My king, if you do that, my master, everyone will say you're the most expert doctor in the world. I wish I could, I'll pay you as much as you want, just do that for me." And when Alexander saw his smile and saw his good humor, so Alexander said, so then when Alexander softened, and when Alexander softened, so then Kavir continued and said, and if you can bend my heart and help me be a more humble person, then I'll be even more thankful to you. And when Alexander heard the wise words of Gavir ben Psisa, he calmed down and he treated the Jews with respect and kindness, and he didn't go with what the Kutim wanted him to go. He didn't believe their lies, and he left us with peace without entering the Kodesh HaKodeshim.